Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer, starring Dinsdale Landon as Her Majesty's Ambassador, Mr. Mackenzie, with Peter Aker, Moya Leslie, Christopher Benjamin, and Stephen Greif. End of term.
William.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Indeed, William, yes, do sit down.
Me, sir, sit down. It's not my birthday till next month.
No matter, William, just keep a straight back and don't look too comfortable.
Oh, right, sir, thank you. Was it anything specific?
Yes, William, I think it's time that you and I had a man-to-man talk. Now, I know that I'm not merely your ambassador here, but someone you can look up to and admire. I also know that in many ways you regard me with a sort of filial affection.
Oh, very filial, sir,
yes. And we in turn look upon you, William, as almost one of the family, having had to leave the Spaniel in quarantine, as we did. However, as you'll know, great changes are soon to be upon us. Time, tide, and British Railways, they wait for no man. We are soon to be scattered to the four corners, there to fend for ourselves. Oh, yes, the best of things must come to an end, William.
Even your career, sir, and there could be few finer things than that.
Yes, William, we must all move on. I, to make way for younger men to enjoy my retirement in my cottage in the Cotswolds.
I'm sure the Cotswolds are very much looking forward to it.
Yes, and the Foreign Office will be transferring you and Helen, I'm sure, to horizons fresh and hell holes new. Mm. Oh, yes, we've had a long tour of duty here in the People's Republic.
It's almost a sentence, sir. It's a bit like being in prison, waiting for the reprieve. I did wonder if they'd forgotten our existence.
Yes, they do seem to have been rather tardy with my knighthood for some reason. I hope it hasn't gone to the wrong address.
Oh, no, sir.
However, it wasn't myself I wished to talk about, William.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well, sir.
It's you. Now, I have to be frank and warn you that you are on the very brink of throwing your whole career down the drain.
Me, sir? Why, sir?
It has come to my attention of late, William, though you may not be aware of it, that you are going just a little bit troppo.
Troppo, sir? Where's that exactly?
It's in the tropics, William. But troppo is not just a place. Troppo is a state of mind. It is that condition where the Englishman abroad is overly seduced by the local culture. It starts as an innocent curiosity. It ends in the grass skirt, the octopus sandwiches, and dancing in the moonlight with the hula-hula girls. So be warned and advised. This local girl you seem to have got yourself involved with.
It hasn't affected my work, sir.
I don't say it has, William. I merely say that some things do not always travel well. And what may seem an asset in one country can be but a tiresome encumbrance in another. A canoe full of hula-hula girls is fine in the South Seas, but it's a fish out of water in Harrow-on-the-Hill.
Yes, but your personal feelings, though, sir.
Personal feelings, William, are not a good basis on which to form a matrimonial alliance. Not for a diplomat.
With respect, sir, Natasha is hardly a hula-hula girl. She's actually an honours graduate with degrees in languages and economics. And she's just temporarily working on the building site until she gets a better job.
William, hula-hula girls, building site girls, they're all much of a muchness. One cannot do better than the traditional English rose. A glass of Pimm's and a pair of tennis shorts. This is where the English woman excels. In fact, Mrs. Mackenzie and I were wondering when we returned to the UK, if you care to lunch with us one day. You haven't met our eldest daughter, have you?
No, sir, I haven't had that honour and pleasure.
Yes, well, I'm sure you'd enjoy her company. A very attractive young lady. Her 45 years sit very lightly on her shoulders. The new diet's been amazingly successful, and when she is wearing her bicycle helmet, she has a stunning profile.
I just remembered. Oh, sudden appointment, sir, if you'll excuse me.
Oh. Ah, Colonel Sulikoff. Well, look what the cat dragged in.
Mr. Ambassador, well, look what the dog dug up. And already commencing on your packings too, is he? A veritable Samson, with the Samsonite suitcase.
Yes, just going through the files, Colonel, and disposing of the extraneous dross. You maybe saw the skip outside.
I thought it was to take home as a souvenir.
The accumulations of the years, the long-dead controversies, things which once moved nations to the brink of war, Colonel, now languish under the dustbin lid.
Ah, yes, all flesh is grass, all life is compost. We all await the coming of the grim lawnmower. So, you will soon be leaving us, and heading home for the pearly cliffs of Dover for a plate of Yorkshire eels and jellied puddings in your old school tie.
Yes, well, I can't pretend it's easy, Colonel, to relinquish the reins of power and influence.
Yes. I myself would find it hard to become again just another ordinary citizen, a mere member of the common raff-riff.
Oh, you don't do too badly, Colonel.
But I envisage a new career ahead.
Oh.
With the people's elections coming up, I am standing as a candidate for the People's Party.
Oh.
And I am hoping that sufficient X's will go into the box to make me the people's democratic choice.
Yes, well, if you're likely to be the people's choice, Colonel, there obviously can't be much to choose from.
And so, how will you be feeling your declining years, Mr. Ambassador, and enjoying your well-earned retirement?
Oh, I shan't be bored, Colonel. A man of my resources and complexity of interests.
I suppose you'll enjoy being able to drive around, getting out and about?
Well, unfortunately, neither I nor Mrs. Mackenzie ever troubled to learn to drive, always having the chauffeur.
But then you can do handy things around the house, Mr. Ambassador. Put some shelves up to keep your remaindered memoirs on.
Yes, well, I never really had time for that sort of thing either.
Then perhaps you can do some cooking, Mr. Ambassador.
Well, neither of us really knows how to.
Then perhaps you should take up getting worried.
Well, I'm sure we'll cope, Colonel. We can get someone in if the pension will stretch to it.
Your pensions are quite elastic, then.
We might be able to run to a tweenie.
Well, I hope you catch it. Good. Well, Mr. Ambassador, as a token of the esteem in which we hold you in this country, I have been instructed to present you, if you will be good enough to accept it, with a small award.
An award, Colonel? Me? Oh, good heavens.
We would like to offer you a medal as a hero of diplomacy, the highest peacetime award that can be given to a foreign national working in an embassy about to retire to a cottage in the Cotswolds with the name of Mackenzie.
Well, I don't know what to say. Why medals, titles, adornments, these are, as I've often said, as naught to me.
Oh, well, if you don't want to have them...
No, but as you insist, I can only accept and be flattered.
Good. Then all that remains for the moment, Mr. Ambassador, as our custom is on such occasions, is to plant 2 kisses on the cheeks. With your permission.
Yes, of course, Colonel. Though I usually do delegate this sort of thing. One moment. Helen.
Yes, sir?
Is William out there? Would you ask him to step in for a moment while Colonel Surikoff kisses his cheeks?
Yes, sir. I'll tell him.
Right. I'll just get puckered up then.
By the way, William, in fact, I did want to ask your advice on a few matters.
Me, sir?
Do stop wiping your cheeks with your sleeve.
My advice? Are you sure about this,
sir? Well, it's just that I was talking to Colonel Surikoff earlier, and he's rather sown the seeds of disquiet in my mind.
Oh, what exactly was the problem, sir?
Well, it's just as an ambassador, William, I have tended to concern myself with lofty matters, and I've not involved myself with the mundane, everyday business of life.
You mean you've been waited on hand and foot, sir?
That is a possible interpretation. But I fear things may be different in the Cotswolds, William. One may have to fend for oneself.
I don't think it's quite hand-to-mouth yet in the Cotswolds, sir.
No, William, but tell me, I mean, what was something like a vacuum cleaner? Can anyone use one of those?
Oh, yes, sir. All quite simple. It's just a matter of plugging it in, switching it on. Oh, you have to change the bag occasionally.
Change the bag? Oh.
Yes, sir.
And can one get a little man in to do this, William, or does one have to take it back to the shop?
No, one can usually do it oneself, sir, after a little practice.
And what about cooking, William? Can one acquire the basics fairly easily? I mean, what about those boil-in-the-bag oven chips I've been reading about?
Well, perhaps cook chill meals and a microwave would be the answer then for you, sir.
Microwaves, yes. Now, does one need to wear a special suit to use one of those, William?
Oh, yes, sir, yes. You need a white boiler suit, sir, rubber boots, a balaclava helmet and goggles, sir, with a gardening glove.
Oh, well, I'll make a note of that, William. Thank you for telling me. I must get kitted out.
Not at all, sir. My pleasure. Then maybe it would be better all round, sir, if you got someone in to do...
Got someone in to do what, William?
Everything by the sound of it,
oh,
sir.
Oh, get someone in to do.
Yes, sir.
Now, how would one go about that?
Ah, they're going to be dead in a fortnight.
Who are?
Ah, the old man and Mrs. Mackenzie. They'll find them snowed in the Cotswolds. There'll be 2 bodies there, one surrounded by gin bottles. The other will have a tin opener in one hand and a dented can of beans in the other.
Yes, they are a bit impractical.
Yes.
But what can we do, Willie? I suppose they could always get someone in, couldn't they?
He's a bit out of touch with wage levels. He seems to think he's going to get someone for about 0.5 crown an hour. So, we've all got our problems, haven't we? What's that, Helen?
Nothing, just a piece of paper.
Yeah, come on, let's see. Oh, the
Open University. You've got your degree. That's great. You'll be able to correct people's spelling mistakes and everything. It should really help you with your typing, that. In fact, I didn't even know you could do degrees in typing.
It's politics and contemporary history, actually.
Oh, sorry. Well, pity you won't get a chance to use it more. Still, maybe the typing at your next posting will be a bit more interesting. Do you know where you're being sent to yet?
Not yet, Willie, no. How about you?
Well, I think my future may more or less be settled, actually.
What? You know where you're being posted to already?
No, not really, but, well, you know, Natasha, you know, that you met.
Oh, yes, yes, she's really nice, I liked her.
Yeah, anyway, the thing is, you see, she sort of thinks she might, well, she's been feeling a bit queasy driving a dumper truck on site in the mornings and thinks she sort of might have a little comrade in the collective.
You mean you're... Oh, Willie! You're going to be a dad!
Well, I suppose that is one way of looking at it, yes.
Oh. So your tour of duty is nearing an end too, Spider.
Yeah, I guess so, Mac. Even the worst of things can't last forever.
Do you know who's replacing you?
No. But modesty aside, it's going to take a big pair of feet to fill these shoes.
Yes, it does already.
And it's going to take quite some turkey to wear your ostrich feathers too, huh, Mac?
Yes. It won't be easy finding some of the right caliber to handle a posting like this.
Yeah, it's the end of an era in so many ways. We've seen them draw the iron curtains and let the sunlight of democracy into the dust-filled room of communism. Uh-huh. We've brought them the free market, nationalist unrest, riots on the streets, high unemployment.
Yes, they've a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah.
So where do you expect to be posted this time, Spider? Paris, Vienna?
Oh, no. To level with you, I don't have any great expectations in that area.
Oh, well, I would have thought that would have been the next stepping stone, Spider, one of the major European cities.
Oh, yeah, you'd think so, but the truth is, Mac, I'm not popular in Washington.
Oh,
I'm not AC in DC. See, they don't like me there because I speak my mind.
Well, that must be a short conversation.
See, I've said things in the past that went against the grain, foreign policy-wise. And they blame me for things, too, that weren't really my fault.
Well, like what, Spider?
Well, like Vietnam and the Gulf War.
Good.
But this is the trouble. A guy is away, he can't defend his back at home. But what's a guy to do, huh, Mac? What can I tell you? A guy gives his life to his country, flying its flag over some lonely outpost. And when he's given all there is, they don't want him no more.
Oh.
That's the way society treats people today, Mac. Yeah. Where's the eternal flame for the unknown ambassador, huh?
Well, there may not be an eternal flame, but I'm sure there's an interminable meeting going on somewhere, Spider.
Huh?
Colonel Surikoff, a broken man to see you, sir.
Ah, Colonel.
Oh, Mr. Ambassador. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Are you all right, Colonel? You look ill. Sit down.
Thank you. And maybe a large whiskey. I believe it is good for shock.
What is it, Colonel? Do you not feel well?
No. It is not Colonel Surikoff you address anymore, Mr. Ambassador. Not Colonel Surikoff. Not Minister Surikoff. Just plain, ordinary Comrade Surikoff.
Comrade Surikoff, Colonel, but there must be some mistake, surely.
If only there were, Mr. Ambassador. But you know, we held the people's elections yesterday, and I stood as people's candidate and hoped to be the people's choice. Yes, well, I got the people's elbow.
Oh.
They seemed to think it was time for a change, and I was the change it was time for.
But after years of dedicated service, Colonel...
All gone by the wayside. You see me now stripped of office and honors. Why, I have been evicted from my modest 29-room apartment with integral golf course. And you know my statue down at the square?
Mm.
They have uprooted it from its pedestal and thrown it to the pigeons.
Oh, barbarians, Colonel, when they start destroying works of art, well, we know the end has come.
Yes, well, if this is democracy, Mr. Ambassador, bring back communism, I say, when we had fair shares for all. I don't say it was an ideal system, but some of us were doing all right. I fear soon that the canary will be at the door.
Now, the wolf will be at the door, Colonel.
Really? Well, I hope he doesn't eat the canary, then.
But surely, Colonel, you can't be stripped of your rank. That's a military title. Only a court-martial can do that.
Ah, it was only ever really a courtesy title, Mr. Ambassador. You see, the expression Colonel Surikov was really a sort of affectionate way of saying Squaddy Surikov.
Well, whatever others may call you, Colonel, I want you to know that you will always be Colonel to me.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ambassador. Too kind. And you will always be Ambassador Mackenzie to me. With or without your embassy.
So what will you do now, Colonel, to make ends meet?
I don't really know, Mr. Ambassador. It is very difficult because, you see, officially in the People's Republic, there is still no unemployment.
So what does that mean, Colonel?
No dole money. Still, I can always do a little handiwork, maybe. I could do a bit of gardening, I suppose.
Really? Gardening and handiwork? Are you good at that?
Maybe I can get some taxi driving.
Oh, you drive a car, do you, Colonel?
And Mrs. Surikov, of course, is an excellent cook. Dab-leg at housekeeping?
Dab-leg, really? And how is she at tidying up empty gin bottles? She knows her way to the bottle bank, does she?
As if on the rails, Mr. Ambassador. Why, you know of a vacancy anywhere? For a husband and wife team, perhaps? We only ask modest wages.
Modest wages, yes. I'm rather keen on those myself. And would you be prepared to travel, Colonel, and live in?
Travel where? Live in where?
Abroad, Colonel. I don't know if the Cotswolds mean anything to you at all.
Well, I hope all goes well in the Cotswolds with you and Mrs. Mackenzie and your man, Surikov, sir.
Well, I'm sure it will, thank you, William. And I shall follow your career with interest. I somewhat regard you as my protégé. I trust some of what I've taught you is lodged in place.
Oh, yes, sir.
And do you have any inkling yet of where you'll be posted?
No, sir. In fact, I have to tell you, it's very difficult for me. I'm not going back, sir.
Not going, William?
No, sir. I'm afraid not, sir. I'm resigning. I'm leaving the service, and I'm going to stay here.
Here, William, in the people's rat hole. You can't be serious.
Well, it may be the people's rat hole to some, sir, but it's come to be home to me, sir. My young lady and I have talked things over, sir, and we've decided to make a go of it.
Stay here, William. Set up home in some cramped little flat with some hula-hula girl and all her relations, with constant shortages, queuing up day after day with your string bag. What will you live on? What will you do?
I'll be all right, sir. I can get some translation work and do a bit of journalism. And we'll get by. Natasha can always do some subcontract work, a bit of bricklaying. Her hod's always in the hall, ready to go, sir.
Now, look, why don't you go home for a few weeks, William? Take a break, a walk in the country, a pint in a pub, a game of darts. Once you've been there a while, I'm sure you'll see things differently.
No, I don't think I will, sir. I mean, there's more to it than that, sir. You see, well, I've never mentioned this before, but I've always been a bit left-wing, sir. A bit of a socialist, really.
Now, steady on, Matt. What are you saying? Helen, a glass of water for William, please. He's having some kind of turn.
No, I'm all right, sir. Well, anyway, you see, I feel I have to stay and fight for what's right, sir.
Fight for what's right, William? What's right got to do with anything? How can you throw over years of diplomatic training like this? Fight for what's expedient, maybe.
Well, just as I feel that there were many good things in communism, along with the bad. And I think maybe people here have forgotten that and gone too far the other way. So I just wanted to stay, and I know it sounds pretentious and naive, but I just wanted, sir, in my own small way, to try and make the world a better place. To keep the dream alive for all of us. And our children, sir.
Children, William?
Yes, there's sort of small pink things with two legs.
Yes, I am able to identify the William without resorting to the handbook.
Well, Natasha's expecting one, sir. In 8 months or so, sir.
Yeah, well, William, I have to say that when you go troppo, you certainly do go troppo.
Well, yes, I suppose that's one way of seeing it, sir. But I think that if two people like us, you know, from such different backgrounds and cultures can meet and fall in love and see a future together, well, I think that's pretty good, sir.
Yes, that's all very fine, William, but can she make a fourth at bridge?
Oh, I think we'll come up trumps, sir. Anyway, what future is there for me in the diplomatic service? Another 5 years on in the British Embassy, sir, I'd probably have been made obsolete by a fax machine.
Have you been reading the confidential memos again, William?
I'm sorry, sir. I can understand you might be disappointed after all your efforts to make a diplomat out of me that I should go and father a child out of wedlock. It's not very good, is it?
I am surprised, William. Shocked, even. I mean you. Of all people.
Well, I'm sorry if it's given you a poor opinion of me, sir.
It's not that I'm disappointed, William. To be quite frank, you've gone up in my estimation. I just never thought you had it in you. Any news yet, Helen, of our successes? Do we know yet to whom we should be handing over the keys of the ambassadorial kingdom? Some eminence grise, I should imagine.
Oh, yes, sir, there is a dispatch. Though I have a feeling that elephant blanc may be more the expression, sir.
Elephant blanc, Helen.
Millstone or tour du neck, sir. Economies are being sought at home, sir, and when the name of the People's Republic came up, they realised they had to look no further.
But surely Whitehall don't intend to sever diplomatic relations here, when we have knocked the diplomatic golf ball so profitably around these diplomatic links.
Oh, no, sir. They're not going to sever diplomatic relations by any means. But they're going to retain a consular rather than an ambassadorial presence.
But do it on the cheap, Helen. The British Embassy, a bargain basement.
I think that after so many years of doing it on the expensive,
but what is to happen to the embassy? A magnificent building like this, Helen, such a splendid example of art, dampo.
It's going to be put on the market, sir, down at the People's Estate Agency.
And who is to act as consulate, Helen?
Well, they've appointed a part-time representative, sir, to look after British interests here. So, could you please drop the keys off down at the tobacconist, sir?
The tobacconist?
Yes, sir. Whitehall feel that, as he's already got the bus ticket and lottery concession, he may as well act as a British consul as well.
But this is a bitter blow, Helen. Have we laboured in vain all these years to be supplanted by purveyors of roll-ups and packets of ready-rubbed?
Well, I'm sure it's no disrespect to you, sir. I'm sure it's because you've done your work so well and left no loose end untied. After all, how can one replace the irreplaceable?
Yes. Yes, of course, yes. Now, when you put it in that light, yes, one can see their dilemma. We passed this way but once, Helen. Our ilk shan't be seen again. Oh, Helen, I understand that you're being promoted when you return to Whitehall. Is this so?
Yes, that is correct, sir, I think. I've been studying in the evening, sir, and I'm hoping to join the executive staff.
Well, I wish you every success, Helen. In fact, if you'd like a little insight into the ways and means...
Well, don't go to any trouble right now, sir. I know that you've got all your packing to delegate and everything.
No, not at all. No trouble at all, Helen. I can spare you the odd couple of hours. It all started when I was a boy, you see. I got this job in Whitehall, and one of my tasks was to polish up the big brass knocker on the old front door. So I polished, and I polished it so well, you see, that I came to the attention of the Foreign Minister, who was so impressed by the way I buffed up the knockers that he offered me a job as a...
Well, Spyro?
Well, I came to say goodbye to you, ma'am.
Well, that's very good of you, though you needn't have gone to all that trouble. You just could have cleared off, really.
Well, I thought you'd like to know what I've decided, Mac.
Well, do let me see you to the door, Spyro. It's been so nice knowing you over the years.
You see, Mac, I've decided to quit diplomacy.
You're quitting, Spyro? Leaving the diplomatic service? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, let me be the first to congratulate you.
Oh.
I'm sure you're doing the right thing. Yes, indeed. If ever I come to the Big Apple, I'll watch out for your hot dog stall as you trundle around Times Square.
Oh, no. I'm going in for politics, Mac. I'm standing for Congress.
You're standing for Congress, Biden, uh-huh. But surely Congress will never stand for that. There must be something in the American Constitution to prevent that sort of thing, surely.
It's my turn to get up on Capitol Hill, Mac. I reckon I can do a better job than those guys. With my knowledge and experience, and my foreign travel, and my languages.
What?
I can speak American in 17 different countries.
Well, the best of luck in your future career, Spyro. Well, with you in Congress, we better alter the design of our cottage in the Cotswolds to include a fallout shelter.
Yeah, you can think of me when you're in there. Well, my plane will be leaving soon, Mac. I'd better think about hitting the tarmac. The best of luck to you, Mac.
Thank you, Spyro, and to you.
Don't take any wooden nickels, huh?
No, you, Spyro, don't accept any glass beads.
I just wish I had a chance to say goodbye to Sir Rykov, that's all.
You haven't seen him?
No, I couldn't find him anywhere. He's been thrown out of office. I don't know where he is or what he's doing.
Oh, well, if you wanted to see him, he's sort of working for me.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
You mean he's a double agent? I always suspected that, Mac. You know, I always thought he was on the payroll.
No, not quite that exactly.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Helen.
Chauffeur Sirikov to see you, sir.
What? Mr. Ex-Ambassador, a pleasure indeed. And Mr. Ex-Ambassador Weinberg, too.
Oh, do come in. Ambassador Weinberg wanted to say goodbye to you. Perhaps you could carry his briefcase down to his car.
Oh, very well, Mr. Ex-Ambassador. This way, if you would.
Oh, so you're a chauffeur now, huh, Sir Rykov? You got a promotion at last.
Well, here's my bag, fella. I don't have any change right now, but I'll take care of you later, okay?
Everything done, then, Helen?
Yes, sir. Everything that's got to go has gone. And I've your air tickets here. The first class for you and the bog standard for Mrs. Mackenzie and myself.
Good, thank you, Helen. And did you manage to obtain tickets on the same flight for chauffeur Surikov and Mrs. Surikov, our housekeeper?
I managed to get room for them in steerage, sir. The hold isn't actually pressurised, but it's not too long a flight.
Well, I think we can go then. Nothing else, is there?
There's William, sir.
Who, Helen?
William. I think he's sort of expecting you to say goodbye to him,
good
sir.
Good God, Helen, I'm a busy man. I've got to get to the Cotswolds, get my bulbs in and my greenhouse sorted out.
I think it would mean a lot to him, sir, if you could spare him a few minutes.
Very well. William.
Is there something, sir?
Well, off now, then. Cheerio. Come along, Helen, this way.
Possibly a bit abrupt, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, good luck then, William, with the marriage and so forth.
Thank you, sir. And to you, and good luck with your retirement, sir.
Well, you'll lock up after this, won't you, and drop off the keys at the tobacconist?
Oh, yes, sir, of course. At least I can do.
Good. Well, look, William, best get it over quickly, this sort of thing. Never been much of a one myself. It's always embarrassing, this kind of, never really know what to do. Best just to, But I think we could possibly stretch the bounds of formality and protocol this once and shake hands with him.
Oh, right. Yes, okay, sir. It was not too bold an intimacy.
No need to tell anyone else. Thank you for your work over the years, William. You tried your best, I'm sure.
Well, it's a pleasure to work with you, sir.
Yes, undoubtedly. And you'll never forget what I told you.
Oh, no, sir. What did you tell me?
Well, you'll probably remember when I've gone. Keep your powder dry, William.
And you, sir. Oh, and I hope the knighthood comes, sir.
Knighthood? What knighthood? Yeah, oh, that. I'd rather do without you, to tell the truth. I've never sought that kind of thing. Honours, distinctions, the admiration of the multitudes. These things are as naught to me.
Yes, sir, of course.
Steady on then, William. Don't forget the old country. And whenever you can, fly the flag.
Well, you'll all be in my heart, sir. There'll be a part of the People's Republic, sir, that will be for forever England.
Why, you'll make an old man cry, William.
Oh, God, sorry, sir.
Goodbye, William. Good luck. Excuse me, well, I'll see you outside. Shall I help?
Yes, sir, I won't be long. Well, then, Willie. You're right, will you?
Yes, of course. And I'll be expecting a letter. I'm sure you'll be able to visit the old place, so maybe see you then.
Yes, and you must come and stay if I haven't been posted, of course.
Well, I'll be watching out for your name. First British woman ambassador to Washington in a few years, I wouldn't be surprised.
Come on, Willie, I'm not that ambitious. Though when you say a few years, how many years do you think?
Well, I don't see why you shouldn't make it, Helen. I mean, someone has to.
Well, I'll watch out for your articles in the papers and good luck with the baby. I'm sure you'll make a great dad.
Me? No, I'll make the same kind of father as I did a diplomat. I'll just lurch from one crisis to another.
Well, that's good enough, isn't it? And give Natasha my love.
So will.
Bye, Willie. I'll miss you.
Bye, Helen. I'll see you again.
Yes. Yes. See you again. One day.
Yeah, one day, whenever that may be. Well, better lock up, I suppose. I'll drop off the keys. Maybe I could just sit in his chair for a minute. Try it out for size. Yes, Ambassador Frost. His Excellency Ambassador Frost will see you now. No, you never will. Yeah, doesn't matter. No regrets. Hello? Mr. Mackenzie, no, you just missed him, I'm afraid. Can I help at all? Well, to an extent. Yeah, how would he feel about being offered a knighthood? Well, it's difficult to say. I don't know. I think he'd probably turn it down, to be honest. Yeah, no. Yeah, you see, he always said that honours, distinctions, they meant naught to him. Yep. No, not at all. Glad I could help. Bye. Wonder if I said the right thing. Oh, well, it's done now. No point in dwelling on the past. Got to look to the future. Yes! What should we call the baby?
End of Term featured Dinsdale Landon as Mackenzie, Peter Aker as Frost, Moya Leslie as Helen, Christopher Benjamin as Surikoff, and Stephen Greif as Spyro. Flying the Flag was written by Alex Shearer and produced by Neil Cargill.